Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You tell me that you don't like to be scared and you just went kill, kill, kill. You're in the mood.
This is the song.
This is the Halloween song, right? The Kill, Kill, Kill song is the Jason song, just to be a little specific and nerdy on you.
I'm not going to go too deep into that because, no, I don't love a scary...
Just the surface of the scary?
But a surface scary...
Tip of the iceberg of the scary iceberg?
Today's the day, right?
Yes, today is the day.
It's Halloween.
Yes, it is.
Actually, that was my first thought waking up. Yay, it's Halloween.
I just picture you with the covers just right below... like your neckline,
mm-hmm.
and weirdly, both hands are on them, and your eyes both open at the same time, brightly. It's Halloween!
Exactly. That's exactly how it happened. And then it was like, suddenly, and then I throw the covers off the bed, and I jump out.
For no reason, you're whistling?
Yeah. And I stroll.
I'm going to start my morning, because it's Halloween!
Yay! I am excited. I don't know why. It's just one of those days, you know?
Well, let's do the checklist. Is Audrey staying home?
Yep.
For candy?
Yes.
And you've got the candy?
Candy Patrol.
And Cora has her costume?
Cora's costume is packed because they will be wearing them at school today.
Do you have a pre-planned route for trick-or-treating?
No, we have loose plans. We've texted some frenzies and we're going to get together, but I don't know what the route is going to be.
Nice.
You know, there's got to go see the neighbors. And
so will you drive to hit a few family members and then walk the neighborhood or just kind of stay in your zone?
We'll stay in the zone. I think it's all going to be pretty walkable and hopefully not too bad weather wise.
Well,
what
they did.
Coat?
No rain.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There's now a 20% chance of some showers between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m.
That's okay. I think we'll be done by 8.
Okay. They just kind of slid that back, I guess, earlier in the evening.
I think my plan is just, like, grab a pizza and then get them out the door as early as possible for that trick-or-treating. Maybe just a little before sundown.
Does your neighborhood, and watch my wink here, have treats for adults?
I have not come across that yet.
Okay.
But I am hopeful. And actually the friends
I'm hopeful.
The friends that we get together with, usually dad will wear a backpack and he will be packing a cooler in the backpack.
Understood. Okay.
And yeah. So it's fun. It's fun for the adults too. Except it's in the last couple of years it's been so cold, I don't want to hold a cold beverage.
You understand that,
you know,
as well. Yeah.
I want something a little warmer on the hands.
This is one of the things I think I wish my parents were around now and I was a lot younger.
They would love this.
They would have loved trick-or beer.
Yes.
They would have, yeah. We'd have to be in a different neighborhood.
Right.
Because we had like two houses on the lane and then that's it. And then you got in the car and then you drove into town and visited people.
Yeah. In town's a much better scene for trick-or-treats.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That are large cul-de-sac neighborhoods.
Ugh.
Right?
The best.
Those are the best.
When
kind.
Everybody's in on it, it's like, yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Hardcore. And that's the thing. It's like you need a nice string of a lot of
in a
porch
row.
Lights on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those who are aware of the Hanson household, we're not there.
Sorry.
I got a house sitter, but they're not handing out candy, so.
No full-size candy bars?
No full-size candy bars. Northeast Cedar Rapids, at least in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Just not this year.
Not this year, but next year.
Well, I can't promise,
no,
but
I'm gonna
try.
Promise it. I'm going to promise it right now. That is a Claire guarantee.
It's a little challenging when your wife's birthday is right at the same weekend, and sometimes we go away for weekends.
I know, but I'm going to deliver on this promise. It's
Will Halloween be a Saturday next year?
I mean,
can you bear with me while I try to check my calendar?
It's not a leap year.
No, so we should be, let's double check.
It should be Saturday then.
I feel like I'm going way in the future.
Way, way in the future.
October 31st, 2026, Halloween will be a Saturday next year.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Which also means it'll be an Iowa game. So if it's
there
a night
be?
Game, well, we don't know the schedule yet, but I doubt it's going to be a bye weekend. So that's going to be an Iowa game on Halloween. Oh my God, Iowa City bars. Start ordering beer now.
I believe my niece is getting married on that day.
Next year?
I believe that is the date selected. Oh my gosh. It is going to be a party
She's
day.
She's getting married on Halloween?
Yes. It was like, here's the two options. And she's like, ooh, Halloween might be kind of fun.
She going to wear a black dress?
No.
Is she going to look... She's going to go full Beetlejuice on us?
My first question, I'm like, are you secretly Lydia from Beetlejuice?
I thought so.
No. It's not like that. It's going to be like a classy Halloween.
Classy Halloween wedding. Got it. Okay.
No spider webs, okay?
Fair enough.
No, whatever you're thinking, you're wrong. It's not going to look like that.
Be no Halloween decorations. Tall.
Sparse.
Maybe a little.
Maybe some, and they're classy.
Maybe, the gifts for the guests are in a cauldron.
And dictionary.com, I had a friend just tell me this at lunch yesterday.
Is this true?
Dictionary.com.
Please tell me no.
Word of the year.
No.
Is
no.
6-7.
No.
Dictionary.com, right? You're barely a dictionary.
Let's start with that. You're an online dictionary.
You got the URL first.
You still have 2 months to go. Another stupid phrase could come out in that time.
You can't call brain rot slang the word of the year. I know it's being said a lot, but you can't do that. Right?
If more people are not using it than using it, it's not the word of the year.
Right. And if you're not aware, 6-7 is a term that kids can't stop using. My youngest. Now, the weird thing for me is my youngest loves it. My oldest thinks it's cringe. She doesn't love it. It's meaningless. No one knows quite why.
Does it kind of vaguely mean so-so?
No.
Okay.
It means nothing. Don't try to make it mean something. I think, according to this, it came from a song, Doot Doot 6-7, by the rapper Skillera. But
of course.
My daughter credits some YouTuber, Mason something something. It's just a thing that makes everybody giggle. It's like, I don't know, how late do you think you're going to be? I should be there by 6-7.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. And it should not be the word of the year. Can we campaign against that? Can we shut down dictionary.com?
Well, dictionary.com, I'm just going to say, not legit.
Agreed.
And I've been using it, so maybe by the time we hit January, this will no longer be cool. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm going to make a prediction. The city of North Liberty will not trick-or-treat tonight.
Why?
Because there's a playoff football game. Iowa City Liberty High School, featuring Peter Hansen Center, will be playing Waukee tonight, 7 o'clock at Liberty Stadium.
Are they really?
I remember my senior year, we got to the playoffs. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
For the town, for the team. I believe team breakfast is at Pete's house this morning.
Oh, wow.
Greg and Maria were at Hancher last night. Yo-Yo Ma was awesome, right?
Oh, lovely.
But she had to get right back. Said she had to prep breakfast for the
team. Sorry, Yo-Yo Ma. I got to go prep breakfast.
Hey, Yo-Yo Ma, play that cello faster.
Play it. Go. Double time.
Because this Ma needs to go make breakfast for the team.
Yo-Yo, this Ma's going to make breakfast. He appreciated it.
Yo-Yo Ma. Iowa City Liberty, Waukee. By the way, Liberty is 8-1. And is currently ranked number 3 in Class 5A. Waukee is in the playoffs at 4-5, but they are a giant killer. They've been able to
really beat
some very good teams to get to those 4 wins, which have boosted their whatever math they use for this thing to get them into the playoffs. So this is just because you're looking at these two records, it's not a guarantee. So,
interesting.
I'm so excited.
No kidding.
Liberty, and especially now that he knows, his life went from just a college or a high school student. He finally knows where he's going to college. His birthday's coming up in a week. He's going to be 18. He's getting his real driver's license.
18?
Yes. All of the above.
Little Pete.
Aww. So congrats, buddy. Go get him, Liberty.
Yeah.
Go Bolts.
Woo. I am all in on the fact that today is Halloween. I told you I woke up excited. However, I do not thrive on spooky days like today.
You do not.
I fright very easily.
Oh my God, if I hear this one more time, or this, I've scared you twice now, both accidentally.
Already. Yesterday morning?
Yesterday, I really scared you. I was just walking out of the kitchen. It was a little later for
You're
me to be making my tea.
I'm just getting some tea, but then you It wasn't that you
I did kind of pop out.
It was just your torso. Like, you leaned out of the kitchen. It was spooky.
Well, okay. I heard you fidgeting with your key, and I was like, does she need help? I was peeking.
To be helpful, not scary.
No. But today, you are sitting heads down working. Ben just walks in and just says, Happy Halloween.
Yep.
And I get this.
That's exactly what happened. I fright easier than most, and it's all spooky and creepy. And I just have to say, shout out to our engineer here at Z102.9, Kevin. He is ready. We do a little fun Halloween activity where we go desk-o treating, and you bring some treats, and you go from desk to desk trick-or-treating. We just kind of like a recipe, or not the recipe, but treat exchange.
Yes.
Super fun, but his desk is already decorated, and he's an engineer, as previously stated, so his is extra scary. He's got a large spider that seems to be crawling out of the ceiling.
And the eyes glow.
It is like, that's the thing that you're really worried about. You're looking at this huge spider hanging down, almost going to touch your head or something. But while your eye is on that huge spider, look out! Because there's not one, not two, but three little animatronic spiders that just suddenly drop down from the ceiling. It scares me every time. And I just stated how it works. I know how it works, but you never know the exact moment they're going to drop.
It's gotten me three times.
Exactly.
And I know it's happening,
too. It keeps happening.
How are you going to trick Desco treat him? Because you have to go to his desk to get your treats.
Extremely carefully. I might send in a decoy first.
Okay, like, that's a good
maybe
idea.
Like, use Ben as a human shield.
Ben, you go first.
Yeah, you go first, bud. And I'll just throw him through there, and then I'll follow once all of the, you know, traps have been set, and then I'll get the stuff.
We know you'll be back there, because the whole building we're held, he'll hear this.
Exactly. That's how you'll know Desco treating is ready to begin.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
YouTube TV has removed all Disney networks as of last night due to an ongoing contract dispute. This includes ABC. If you're hearing me say this, that means you're not watching Channel 9 this morning if you have YouTube TV, which we do at our house. All Disney channels. See a free form. 31 Days of Halloween just became 30.
Oh, man.
And just in time for the college football weekend,
nothing.
No ESPN.
Oh.
And you've got ESPN College this weekend, then, of course, the NBA, hockey, NFL coverage, all gone. Disney wants more money from Google. Google's not saying yes to that, so they're still negotiating. YouTube TV said if Disney does not come back on for an extended period of time, subscribers will get a $20 credit, because I'm putting myself in this first person.
Exactly.
I'm not getting what I've already paid for. YouTube TV, by the way, the biggest internet TV service in the U.S., estimated to have more than 10 million subscribers. Now, there's something interesting, and I'll be curious to see what happens over the course of the weekend. Will people switch to Hulu TV, which also offers the same product, like live TV?
Mm-hmm.
Hulu is owned by Disney,
which
they would clearly have then all the channels. So we'll just see what happens there. Governor Kim Reynolds ordering the Iowa National Guard to prepare for food distribution missions, and Iowa food banks and pantries are preparing for a massive demand when tens of thousands of Iowa households will not get monthly SNAP benefits starting tomorrow. The governor has also made a move to boost fundraising for the 6 regional food banks in Iowa. Starting Monday, the state will match cash donations to the state's food banks up to $1 million in state funds.
Oh.
So we were talking with somebody yesterday about food fundraising. And while donating hard product is great, and quick side note, don't give them mac and cheese because it requires 2 more ingredients that are expensive.
Yes, it's hard to.
Soup's a lot easier.
Yep.
Cash goes further because they could actually buy more items at cost.
Right.
If you can make a cash donation. Speaking of donating, here's what's got us feeling all right. And let me first start by saying, if you work with a food charity, reach out to me, scramble@kzia.com or eric@kzia.com. I'm going to dedicate as much as I can over the course of the next few weeks to announcing as many food drives and fundraisers as we can. That's the only way we can help right now.
Which I'm anticipating and hoping to see lots of them pop up.
So, Ian, if you are part of a charity that will be doing something in terms of fundraising, food distribution, I'd love to know about it. eric@kzia.com. This reminds me of a lot of what we did right after the derecho.
Right.
I know this town and area will come together. which is great because we need to do that right now, especially going into colder months.
Right. And this is a food holiday.
And it's a food holiday
month as well. Yeah.
And it's also when it gets more scarce. We're at the end of the year for so many of these places. One way that you can help, I'm on Ice Arena in Cedar Rapids teaming up with HACAP starting tomorrow, November 1st, to address food insecurity. If you're taking the family to do some sort of family skate, if you happen to bring a food item, they'll give you $2 off the skate admission, which is a nice little token.
That's nice, yeah.
HACAP's been serving the region since 1965. They say more than 53,000 people face food insecurity right here in our area. That's 1 in 9 adults and 1 in 6 kids. Donations to be accepted through the entire month of November. Drop those off at the I'm on Ice Arena just off Rockford Road, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. I would presume you also could probably, as long as the door's open, drop them off and not worry about going skating. It'd be a nice central location.
I'm sure, yeah.
For some food donations as well. But there's a nice little give and take right there with the I'm on Ice Arena. And again, if you're part of a food charity, whether you are putting the call out for donations or you have a distribution set up, please let me know, Eric at KZIA.com. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Who are you going
to
call for sleaze?
Who are you going to call for sleaze? Me!
Claire!
Okay, 1969.
Yes.
We landed on the moon, right? Not according to Kim Kardashian.
Stop it.
In Thursday's episode of The Kardashians, there was a scene on the set of Kim's upcoming new TV series, All's Fair, where she's trying to persuade her co-star, Sarah Paulson, that Buzz Aldrin didn't actually land on the moon.
So this is her character saying this, or she actually believes this as a human?
Well, that's where I think that it's like she has heard the conspiracy theories, and she's like, I'm always open to a good conspiracy theory. So she's wondering, and she's laying out all of the evidence that she's seen as to why it could be fake, and trying to convince Sarah Paulson that it could be fake. So naturally, NASA had to get involved.
Well, when you have a celebrity of that stature with that many followers,
because that's a lot of misinformation.
You do.
NASA said, yes, Kim Kardashian, we've been to the moon before 6 times. Of course, there was the first mission with Buzz Aldrin and the Artemis mission that went up more recently under President Donald Trump. He said, we won the last space race and we will win this one, too. That was NASA's acting administrator, Sean Duffy.
Both landing people and machinery.
Yes.
On the moon.
Yes, exactly. We've been there. We've been there. Okay, if you're trick-or-treating with Taylor Swift, she's got a treat for you. A new acoustic version of The Fate of Ophelia.
Do I have to go to a really hip coffee house to
hear
it?
Yes, you do. Yes, you have to have a mocha in hand as you sample that song. This is The Fate of Ophelia, Alone in My Tower acoustic version.
I just knitted a sweater for that tree.
I can smell the beans with listen to that.
Latte for Eric. She's trying to sing. Where can I actually find this?
It's a limited edition CD single available today. And it's because Taylor's in a bit of a battle right now.
A CD single?
Yeah, it's
When's
on the
physical.
When's
the last time you've said a CD single?
That is the thing. Taylor Swift is the queen of getting people to buy physical copies of music, right? Nobody else can do it like Taylor does, but you can only get it on the physical
Interesting.
Copy. She is competing right now for the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It's back and forth, a battle between Taylor Swift and K-pop demon hunters.
Those are two fan bases.
I know.
That if they're on your side, good job.
My goodness, what music we have right now. Fans can stream the acoustic version for free, by the way. You don't have to buy the physical CD.
Oh, okay.
So that's the good news. Halloween-y sleaze news.
Yes.
Miramax just announced that they have bought the rights to Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash.
What are the plans here?
They're going to turn it into an animated movie. The same guy who did the Netflix series Wednesday and the animated Addams Family movies by MGM is doing a Monster Mash movie.
Makes total sense.
Makes total sense. It's like the number one Halloween song. It always charts every year on Billboard. Everybody wants to listen to it this time of year. It was actually a song that was written in 2 hours, and they recorded it on one take.
Get out of here.
I didn't know that.
With the voices and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. How incredible is that? But it lends itself to a movie. Like, the entire song kind of tells the story. It's a mad scientist whose monster, late one evening, rises from his slab, performs a new dance, which is the mashed potato dance craze in the 60s. And then all of the guests get involved. Wolfman and Igor and the mummy
and the
Dracula.
Crypt-keeper-fied.
And his son.
And then I feel like they should make a family monster band and tour.
A live band?
Ooh.
Oh, these are just ideas. Ooh. We're in. We are in. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
The Halloween edition of Nerd News.
Ooh.
On this 44th week of the year 2025, as we broadcast high atop a hill at 840 feet above sea level. My castle is located at 41.88 degrees north and my longitude 91.72 degrees west. Let's go into the lab. Laboratories across the world are looking for the next big break, the next big scientific discovery, and some are perfect experiments to make their way into a Halloween morning nerd news.
Oh, really? Like what?
A group of scientists have basically created a mini brain in a dish.
How?
Follow along.
Okay.
Over the course of 2 years, cultured human nerve cells multiplied and organized themselves into a functioning organoid capable of generating electrical activity. So basically, the basics of a brain. This breakthrough will allow researchers to explore how brain cells interact and communicate without using animals in experiments.
Oh.
And also, if necessary, and there's a zombie outbreak, you could grow them for food.
There you go. And then just feed those.
Yeah. Just little nibbles out the window.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it. In another experiment, scientists took inspiration from spiders to create a glove with spinneret-like devices that release ultra-thin polymer fibers. It's built into the glove.
So you can be a spider?
Kind of. Not that you're going to crawl. The invention is for medical workers who can actually put spider web type dressings immediately on wounds so they don't get infected.
Whoa.
So you don't have to run out with the kit. You put the gloves on, person's injured.
Wait.
Web the wound and they can be stabilized before they can get to treatment.
It's like Dr. Spider-Man?
Dr. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
No, I think it's
Dr. Spider-Man?
Dr. Spider-Man. Paging Dr. Spider-Man. Thank you, Dr. Spider-Man.
Your spidey webs shoot out
and
bandages.
It clearly delineates between the actual Spider-Man and Dr. Spider-Man.
That's where we can see a difference there.
How's your morning going, Dr. Spider-Man? Ah, good. I can't get this coffee cup off my hand. It's stuck.
Not too shabby.
Dr. Spider-Man. Moving on. Nerd news. What's scary is the number of pumpkins that we throw in the trash every year. An environmental charity in England researched what happens to pumpkins on November 1st in terms of pounds disposed of. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
In 1 year, America grows 2 billion pounds of pumpkins. And in 1 year, we throw away in the trash 1.3 billion pounds of pumpkin.
Whoa.
That's a lot. Canada, about 40 million will be thrown away tomorrow. UK, not as big. Not as celebratory on Halloween, 8 million get thrown away. Reminder, cedropedians and elsewhere, as long as you take out the wax and the candle and you don't have decorations affixed to it, put it in your Artie cart.
Yep.
That is 100% compostable material, my friends.
Absolutely.
Or let's say you don't carve it. You're just one of those families that decorates the outside.
Sure.
Everything inside that skin is edible. It doesn't sound appetizing, but there are tons of recipes out there.
There are.
And this English company is really trying to get people in England to understand because they're not necessarily way into the carving, but they're into the decorating.
Okay.
Like once November hits, make a soup, right? Make ravioli. It's basically a squash. Make something out of your pumpkin.
No, totally. It makes sense.
Yes. Try to get it out
of
the trash
of food.
And move it at least out of the landfill and into composting. Okay, wrapping up nerd news. Scientists cannot explain glowing bats. A new study out of the publication Ecology and Evolution examined the possibility of photoluminescence in bats.
What?
Photoluminescence is when an organism emits light after being exposed to ultraviolet light or radiation.
Uh-huh.
Avatar.
Yeah.
That's it. And you've seen, like, in the animal kingdom, it's usually, like, deep in the sea.
Uh-huh.
They kind of have that weird glow. So this was the test. They noticed that when exposed to certain light, parts of the bat would glow. So they took 60 museum bats, meaning these are not live samples, but if you go to an animal museum or a history museum, you'll see, right?
Like taxidermied?
Exactly.
Okay.
Kind of like the ones in the old Capitol Museum
sure.
in Iowa City. Then they exposed them to ultraviolet light, and every bat, all 60, glowed in the same locations at the same wavelength of light, and they don't know why.
Interesting.
It is not needed for them, naturally speaking. They don't use it to mate.
No.
They don't use it to see each other.
You would think they kind of don't want that.
They're also not really exposed to that type of light anyway in their day-to-day routine, but somehow in the bat DNA, from whatever they've evolved from, this photoluminescence is part of their makeup. And scientists have no explanation why.
Ooh, spooky.
So the next thing to do is to try it with live bats.
Yeah.
Except let's talk this through.
Okay.
You're going to take a live bat,
yep.
scientist, and maybe you're going to expose it to ultraviolet radiation. You know what happened to Godzilla?
Oh, yeah. Like, what if it...
Like, what if you get a giant super bat...
This thing could blow up.
...that glows in the dark and attacks cities across the world? You don't want that.
Or maybe ultraviolet light is what gives it its first instinct that it wants human blood.
I didn't even consider yeah. that.
And then it goes after you.
Well, just, this is a horrible, horrible scientific experiment.
Say proceed with caution. Extreme caution.
Somebody's going to undertake. That's Halloween Nerd News.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Claire, invite these two kids in from the rain. Their car has broken down.
That's exactly what this feels like. Come in. Come in. Closer. Closer.
I'm going to go put my fishnets on. I'll be right back. Halloween morning with the Morning Scramble, Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire. I've done it before. I'll
Any
do it again.
Excuse to put on fishnets. He will take it.
It might be on under my jeans right now. We don't know.
It's to be Halloween.
Jaden and Knight, full Mothman.
Yeah.
Love it. Producer Ben, I think, is going as Producer Ben.
I'm supporting the Hawkeye bye week.
Yes. He's a Hawkeye football player.
He's actually going as a Mothman
no
hater.
Game.
On a bye week. He's a football player on a bye week. No right. uniform.
Just wearing the colors.
Yep.
Right.
I love it.
You guys are fresh back from a large paranormal investigation that went down at the Black Rose in West Branch. Jaden, how many people were there?
Ooh, I would say...
Rough numbers.
Probably 10.
10? Okay.
Maybe like with the River to River paranormal team, I'd say like 15.
Okay.
Got it.
We had Ashley, the owner of the Black Rose in West Branch, invited you. She had already invited the River to River paranormal yeah. team to investigate the bookstore because she has had so many instances of weird, creepy, unexplainable things happening, books flying off the shelves. She just felt like there's activity there.
Yes.
Did you guys indeed find activity in your investigation?
Would you concur?
Yeah, we found yeah. activity. I did not experience like books flying off the shelves or anything like she has when she was setting up. What I did think was cool, though, is we haven't used flashlights as ghost hunting equipment before.
How is that typically done?
Well, they put out the flashlights. I don't
Where
know if you have to like loosen them.
The turnable ones.
Oh, okay.
And so like have them manipulate it themselves.
By screwing it one way or the other, you can turn it on or
yeah.
off. It's
yes.
not a click or a hard button.
No.
So we had multiple instances of the flashlights turning on and off on their own.
Really?
And it was, I mean, they were interesting because they were like a completely bright or dim. Like they were like going in and out. There wasn't like a hard on off. So it was like up.
So it was like pulsing.
Yes.
Wow.
It was very interesting. Because that like at the Edinburgh Manor where it kind of zapped the power on your
yes.
recording device. That's kind of, you know, something that entities can
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley at the Black Rose wanted to investigate Rose, the spirit they believe to be upstairs, something downstairs, and then a little bit outside at the statue on the Hoover grounds. I've got a flashlight little clip. Where are we with this part of the story?
So you can go ahead and play that. It's basically the flashlight was turned on its own, and then this is them trying to like ask the spirit to turn it back off.
So the flashlight, can you turn it all the way down? You did such a good job turning
Jackie, we got blue right here.
Oh, okay.
Thank
you. Can you get it all the way off?
I did it.
You were, yeah, you did do it.
Yes,
you
did.
Good job.
And the I did it was, there was also Estes going on at the same time, so somebody was wearing headphones and
whoa,
her
whoa,
and I did
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The ghost is talking to you and doing things at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the moment it was asked, like a daycare, to turn off the flashlight.
Good job, ghosty.
The flashlight turned off on its own.
The spirit
and
box
she heard
said,
I
did it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was using Lisa for Esther. She had so many good things to say.
Is Lisa one of the paranormal investigators?
Yes.
Are you guys upstairs or downstairs at this point?
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Basement.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. What else do we have going on downstairs?
There was a lot of different things that we did. Like we had trip line set up, which is like a going and hitting things. It was, our EMF readers were going.
We had a lot of EMF
bonkers.
Readers, like
really,
going orange,
really
reds and stuff.
Honestly, it was, the activity there was great.
But like Ashley, she is very sensitive, you can tell, mm-hmm. to a lot of stuff. And she even like felt like, you know, pushing
a
on
physical
her legs
presence?
And stuff like that too.
Oh my.
Rose, did you come down here?
Downstairs.
So someone said downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Third.
Third.
The boss.
I wonder how Ashley.
Oh my god.
Are you pushing on Ashley's legs right now?
So I hear, are you pushing
yes.
on Ashley's legs?
Yes.
And then the response is yes. And Ashley was sensing that at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
And the entity realized Ashley is also the boss?
Yes.
Yeah, I think what we've kind of gathered is they are very, 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 I don't even want to say like just safe with Ashley. They're very like aware of her.
Uh-huh.
Because
well,
she's
sure. It's
always
her shop.
There.
Yeah.
They're connected with her.
So when we heard the boss, we're like, they're talking about Ashley. Like that's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like that's their boss. That's
uh-huh.
what they're doing.
That's their boss.
We belong to the building. She is the owner of the building now. So she's the boss.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Bell.
Here's where I want to go next. So if this was in the basement, we got to determine, is this Rose, who is the entity upstairs?
Yeah, she kind of thought, she just calls the entity Rose. Is it really Rose? Who's in the basement?
And then the one in the basement, she just doesn't feel as comfortable with. But
yeah.
With strength in numbers, let's find out exactly, because most of this audio is coming from the basement. We continue mm-hmm. our investigation of the Black Rose. Don't go anywhere. Let's find out what's happening in the basement of that building. That's next on The Morning Scramble.
This is The Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Our investigation in the Z Files, the paranormal, the weird things that are happening at the Black Rose bookstore in West Branch with Jaden and producer Ben. You guys had a lot of activity at this location.
It was a blast. There was so much activity there. We got to experience a lot once we went down to the basement as well. We kind of split off for a little bit and decided to do like kind of this thing where everybody stays quiet. You try to take audio recording and you kind of split up into levels. So there was the very top, the middle, and the basement. Well, with us being up at the top for so long, we joined kind of late to the downstairs party. But we got there just in time. It was fantastic.
Just in time for what?
So we had two girls on the floor doing dowsing rods, which are the ones that can cross for yes, open for no, or however you want to do it. When I had walked downstairs, they had asked if we could use my pendulum. So a pendulum is something that I've been trying to work a little bit more with. It's not comparable to a Ouija board, in my opinion, but it very much is
kind of dangles over the middle.
Yes.
Well, like a Ouija board, you've got to use that full scale of letters and numbers
yeah.
and yeses and nos.
People will compare it to it because you can talk through it.
You're right. And
I started to use it. And I mean, we got a lot of great answers from it. We had earlier talked to Rose down in the basement. And I mean, just an array of things from, you know, Rose, are you down here? Can you turn on the flashlight? To how old are you? So different from all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We then started to talk a little bit more. When we got down there, Ashley was super emotional talking about everything. Apparently, there was kind of a sister quarrel. They were fighting.
Wait, so this is Rose's sister or
yes.
Ashley's sister?
So this was literally ghost therapy.
So we have the entity of Rose, and then now Rose has a sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Producer Ben, did you cut a clip? It's hard to explain.
So we have a clip asking how many lovers Rose had, and this was before we found out that she had a sister.
Rose, do you have a husband? A lover?
Eight.
Eight lovers?
Eight?
Girl, can we chat about that?
Five.
So you lied.
Eight. They're like arguing. Eight. Five. It's getting deep, somebody says.
Uh-oh. What happened to the other three?
Boy, they're really chatty right now. Like, too many people talking.
So she's getting two responses simultaneously?
Yes.
Like, arguing back and forth.
So this was, that's where we were at the beginning, and this is where they were sitting when we came back down, learning more about the sisters.
You got two bickering ghosts?
We do. When I
you
tell
you... only slept with five guys. The other three don't count.
No, it was eight.
It was eight.
Your body count is eight.
That's exactly how it felt when we were down there. Using the pendulum, too, we kind of got down there at like an emotional time because we learned, well, they had to learn through questions and actually doing some research once it was kind of like we got to that point and they were looking it up. There was the sister Helen. She was also there. Helen was murdered by her husband.
What?
Oh. Helen's husband that murdered her,
yeah,
married Rose.
No!
What?
So, like, we have, like, this whole, like, long, like, big, elaborate, like I said, ghost therapy session. Like, we are
Rose,
chatting about
know
it.
Know that he killed her before you you married him.
We're getting a hard yes on that.
Rose, did you love him?
Mine's still going yes.
Yeah.
So the pendulum is finding the answer?
Yes.
It's a family counseling.
I don't have a degree in that.
We're in the business of ghost therapy, and no one's ever really done that before.
No yeah. kidding. It sounds like we have a lot of unresolved issues.
Which is why ghosts hang out,
exactly.
right? That's the whole reason.
Exactly.
It was a very interesting, and I mean, like, I was working with the pendulum, and I mean, I was experiencing things I've never experienced before. Quivering, like, mine didn't know what to say at some points.
Pendulum itself?
Yeah. So, like, when you hold it as still as you can, you get to a point where, like, it should just fall back and be solid.
Yeah.
It's mine just gravity,
was,
right?
Yeah.
Should just be in a line.
Mine
it's like a plumber's plumb. Yeah.
Yes. Mine was quivering. So, like, mine was, like, kind of shaking like it wanted to
Weird.
Move, but it wasn't sure. At the same time, our EMF reader that was on the table was blowing up. I mean, hitting red. It was insane down there. I mean, we had... I think we kind of got to a resolved, they're not going to get along. I mean, okay.
They agree to disagree, as sisters typically do.
I think we've got to the point that they're going to love each other, but they're not going to like each other. Mm-hmm. Ashley is like a mother figure to them, mm-hmm. and Helen wants her own drink.
Oh, because it is a boozy bookstore.
It is. They have the black.
Fair enough.
They have the Black Rose, and Helen wants a Helen and Tonic. And when I say, like...
yes!
Like, when we asked her, like, what she wanted, we literally were like, do you want this, what kind of alcohol do you want? And she, like, went towards a G, and she goes, do you want a gin and tonic? And my pendulum
no!
was just flying. And we're like, Helen and Tonic.
A ghost who wants a gin and tonic. Girl after my own heart.
These are my type of ghosts, too.
I know.
Now I want to go.
I want to hang out with these
my
messy
goodness.
Sisters.
We do believe that the husband was killed by a poisoning.
This was interesting.
We'll get into a lot of that on your show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, oh, wait, there's more coming up?
Oh, man. Okay, we got to tune in to Jaden at Night.
All
tonight?
Right. Tonight?
Yes,
you'll
tonight.
Talk about
we'll discuss
it.
About it.
Video right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. You can see a clip of that quivering crystal, by the way. That pendulum, that's part of the video. More to watch, more to hear tonight. What a perfect way to end the Z-Files and on Halloween night as well. They're both going to be on talking about it.
So much drama.
Who knew? Ghost therapy? Boozy bookstore, boozy ghosts? Exciting.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Spooky season is here.
You sound like a witch.
Because I am. No, it's me, Claire. No, sorry. dial it back. Too
Please.
Spooky? I scared you.
You did.
Oh, my goodness.
My heart's a fluttering.
Well, it is, you know, it's Halloween. And the Hawks just mysteriously disappearing as they take a bye week.
Ooh, let's take a week off. It's a bye week in Iowa City.
Exactly.
But that does not stop checking in and talking Hawks with the Vandenbergs.
No, absolutely not. We've got Laura Vandenberg joining us this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thank you so much. You scared me.
I know. I'm sorry. It was very witchy. It was a little
you
too,
were.
Too real.
Sounds like the family's ready to go out very Mario Brothers style tonight.
Totally. Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach.
Fun.
Adorable.
Yes. Yeah. We're pretty pumped about
kind
it.
Kind of inspired
Love
by
it.
The Jack Black halftime show.
Yeah.
They did Princess Peach last
oh,
Saturday.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun as well.
How perfect.
Now, do you do kind of a neighborhood, or is it like at the age where you still need to hit family members first to get a lot of photos and then?
We're in neighborhood, and then we also kind of host a Halloween party with my whole family.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not prepared at all, but we're going to get it done.
You know what? But it's
thanks for
spirit.
Coming up here this morning. Yeah. Well, you should be doing that.
Priorities.
Yes.
It's the spirit that counts, though. If you're in the party vibe, I mean, think you'll... You'll put it out there.
Exactly. Put on the monster mash.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine.
You're good to go.
You got this.
Yes. Just dim lighting.
That's
a lot
you
of
need.
Candles. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. But we've got Halloween tonight, no football. But last week, were you given any notes from Matt on breaking things down?
No.
Good. Good.
We don't worry about it. It looked great.
Yes.
We scored on all phases of the game.
It was a victory.
It was
the
a
Hawks
victory.
It looked great.
Yes.
Exactly.
Floyd Rosedale stays in Iowa City. We're very
love
happy
it.
About that.
We love it.
Now, if those who are unfamiliar with your podcast, first, where are they going to find Talkin' Hawks?
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. We have like the official Talkin' Hawks YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe to that. Just type it in, Talkin' Hawks. You'll find us. You can also listen to it on like Apple, Spotify, wherever you find your podcast.
I liked watching the recent episode where your son popped in, made a little cameo
yeah.
on that episode. Very, very fun.
It's a family podcast.
It's great.
Family podcast.
Yep.
You get into the sports side, but you also have a corner that is about lore. And a lot of times it's about the teams we're playing or their college campuses. But you're going to give us some lore for Iowa City today.
Some spooky
yes.
Iowa City lore. Totally. So this first one, Slater Hall. Are you guys familiar?
Yes.
So supposedly, decades ago, there was a student that jumped off the 9th floor of Slater Hall. You can imagine how that ended, okay? Mm. Well, now they say that there's some like spooky happenings on that 9th floor, okay? So like pacing, footsteps. Here's the worst one, okay? It's nighttime. You're going up the elevator, just trying to get back to your dorm. They say that sometimes the elevator will just stop on the 9th floor
no.
without touching the button. Yes. And the doors will open to an empty hallway.
Ah,
what?
I don't like that at all.
Even though you didn't select the 9th floor?
Yes. And then the last part of that, too, is they say during midterms, you can see a shadowy figure looking out of the window of the 9th floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's right about now-ish.
That's
right. That's a little freaky.
Very mm-hmm. spooky. And with all of we've been doing a lot of paranormal investigations this month. I mean, the ghosts working with the electrical stuff, it all kind of makes sense.
Yep. There you have it.
Okay. Ah, I don't like that. I like it, but I don't like that.
Thank you for the story.
Now
next.
I'm starting to think back to time. Like I would have had friends at Slater Hall, and I'm sure that I probably blocked that story out. Right.
Yep.
I just don't want to remember that ever
too
again.
Spooky, especially if you lived on the 9th floor.
Oh, no kidding. Who would want a room assignment on the 9th floor of Slater?
Creepy.
Shannon was in Reno, which was across the road. Because those are the two big dorms. Yes.
Maybe ask her about the shadowy figure.
I shall.
Maybe she saw it.
It's probably an old boyfriend. any other
Even
lore?
Scarier.
That's
any other
too.
Lore from the campus of the University of Iowa?
Yes, I think this one's a little more well-known. The Black Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so this was a piece that was commissioned by a woman named Teresa Feldevert back in 1913. So this has been around for a very long time. It was originally put up as a memorial for like her husband and her son, unfortunately. And they say that it started out as this like golden bronze color back when it was first erected. And then over time, but very quickly, it turned a jet black color. So, you know, the scientists, they're like, it's oxidation. But us that love the spooky side are like, no, that's something sinister. There's something going
that's
on there,
fast
right?
And yeah, usually it patines, right? It gets green, not black.
Yeah, that kind of greeny mm-hmm. color.
Right.
Yes.
Not black.
Yep. Exactly. So anyway, now they say there's a few different things you shouldn't do if you want to keep on living. But this could be a nice activity for you guys, and you can report back in about 7 years, okay?
Okay.
So go to the Black Angel on Halloween. Hello, here mm-hmm. we are at midnight. Touch it, and you're going to die within 7 years.
No!
Within 7 years?
But you could also kiss it and die within a year.
No,
so it depends what your timeline is.
Yeah.
No.
I have plans in a year and a half, so I'll just... Right. Not kiss it.
If we do this, and by we, I mean Jaden and
them.
Ben. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, not us.
No, Jaden and I, and producer Ben. If anybody's kissing or touching, it's those two. Yes. I'm not coming close to that statue.
The Black Angel. The Black Angel.
Well, the other thing they say is that if you are pure of heart and you go and touch the angel, it might lighten in color. So it's a good test. You can either dye or lighten it.
I could do that.
But you don't know what you get until a year
but
to the day.
Also kill me.
You have to wait one Halloween cycle, and then you find out.
It's not worth it.
Good news or bad news.
You're pure of heart, but also you're dead.
You're dead. You're half pure of heart.
Dang it.
Ah, man.
Okay, one last spooky one.
One last spooky one.
All right. You come into Kinnick Stadium about a week ago.
Kinnick Stadium?
You're a gopher. You get 41 points put up on you.
Yes.
You're held to 3. And they steal your pig.
Oh! Perfect. And they steal your pig.
That was a scary story.
Scary for an entire state. Right. Love it. Who's up next on Talking Hawks?
Ooh, we just had Jackson Rexroth, a linebacker on the team. He is lovely. He has a great story. He's from Cedar Rapids, went to Xavier High School.
Really?
And he is a skier, a wakeboarder. He's in med school and also on the football team.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, very dynamic person. We also have Seth Anderson coming up. Great guy on the offense, of course. He's a wide receiver that transferred in just this year. And yeah, great story as well. So a couple good ones coming up.
And then soon transitioning to a lot more basketball, wrestling, all of the above, right?
Yes, all of the above. It's crossover season, as they say.
It's exciting, but it's very busy, right?
Very busy, yes, but all fun things.
Talking Hawks, talking some spooky Iowa City lore. That is Laura Vandenberg. Thanks for coming in on a bye week. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Go Hawks.
Happy Halloween. Go Hawks. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.